Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Now, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have provided in your Word for us everything we need in our knowledge of you, our knowledge of ourselves, our knowledge of your church, and our knowledge of the world around us. And we pray that as we read your Word diligently, we might see the risen Christ in it. And seeing him, we might follow him, hearing his word to us as Lord and obeying it as his servants and his brothers and sisters. Amen. Well, let's read from Proverbs 15, and we're reading verse 22 today. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers they succeed. A very short and simple proverb. I guess you could say it's the biblical equivalent of two heads are better than one. But there's a little more to it than that, because again, if we bring this into the light of the New Testament, we see it's talking about what I'm going to call plurality. The importance of being with other believers who actually are following Christ, the importance of fellowship. It is the tool of the devil to convince you that you are isolated. It is the tool of the devil to push you away from being involved with God's people and get you on your own. It's a bit like the big cat following the herd of deer, looking for what? For stragglers, for those who are lagging behind the herd, so they are more vulnerable and easier to pick off. That's the devil's strategy. He is no gentleman, and he is out for isolation, not plurality. So this is talking about leadership, is it not? Plans fail for lack of counsel. Earlier in Proverbs 11, it tells us nations fall for lack of advisers. So it's saying if a church is going to be led correctly, the leadership must be plural. And indeed, we see this reflected in the New Testament, where Titus, for example, is advised by Paul to appoint elders, plural, in every town so that they can lead the church aright. It is never to be the responsibility of a single man to lead a church. It is always a group of gifted, God-given men to do so. And therefore, we must make sure that we actually have our preacher, our paid pastor, surrounded by strength and support from those who God has given us to actually provide for him. But this comes right the way down to the way that you live your individual Christian life. Remember what I've just said. It is the tool of the devil to isolate you or to convince you that you are on your own and nobody is with you. So here is the challenge of the day. What use do you make of fellowship? For there in that fellowship is God's strength for you. As you walk in the Christian life, as you make choices in your following Christ, in your life, in the things you have to decide as to whatever it is that you're trying to work out, what use do you make of your fellow Christians, your brothers and sisters in Christ, who have been given to you to aid your decision making? Christians who can love you as Christ has loved us. Christians who you can share with so that you're not on your own. You can go to them and say, what do you think of this? Or even if you made up your mind to do something, bounce it off somebody else, because plans will fail very often because of the wrong attitude. You might think you know best, but there may very well be something you haven't seen that somebody else will pick up on. And this is spiritual advice. When you have spiritual attack to deal with and the devil is getting at you in your thoughts, You need to be able to go to other Christians whom you trust, to be able to pray with them, to be able to share your difficulties with them, even your failures. It is the tool of the devil to isolate. It is the strength of God to surround with support. So we have a God-given motivation in this council. He's given us into the body of the Church of Christ so that others can love us and surround us with that love, so that we can love others and look out for them. He has given us a God-given purpose. It is our intention to live lives that glorify Jesus and exalt him in the way we make our decisions as well as the outcome. And he has given us a God-given power by which we can achieve this, the power of the Spirit in our hearts, the Spirit of communion with other saints. In the day of lockdown, where we've all been isolated in our own homes and we've been able to come together over the Zoom meetings and other means and methods that have been basically a substitute for what we should be doing when we meet together, but they are no replacement, and we need to get back to meeting physically together in one place so that we can be the Church of Christ in the place where we meet. Plurality is God's intention for us as Christians. You will never arrive at heaven on your own, and you will be in heaven with all of those other saints, brothers and sisters, that Jesus has redeemed for himself. So we better practice, have we not, getting used to living with them now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask in acceptance of the way that you have made this to be, for your help in our fellowship relationships. Help us to value the fact that you have given us into the body of Christ and built us into this temple which is made up of living stones, with other people around us who can support and help, and indeed whom we can support and help. Help us to be on the lookout for ways in which we can encourage one another, to outdo one another in love, to stir up in each other the gift of the Spirit, so that each one knows how to best live. In the name of Jesus and for his honour and glory we pray. Amen.